Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 26, 1805. Birth on the Trail. Today, Captain Lewis is still on his way to the Indian camp and eager to meet Captain Clark. He sets out at sunrise and is soon at the extreme source of the Missouri, where the party halts to graze their horses and refresh themselves at a fine spring. Lewis also pays the Indians that helped in transporting the supplies 1 pint of corn each. One of those Indians, a woman, is missing and is discovered about a mile behind the party. Lewis asks Kamehameha what the problem is, and he states that she has halted to bring forth a child and will soon overtake them. Lewis writes that the woman did arrive about an hour later, apparently as well as she ever was. He goes on,
"We proceeded to the village or encampment of Brush Lodges, 32 in number. I found Coulter here, who had just arrived with a letter from Captain Clark, which Captain Clark had given me an account of his peregrination and the description of the river and country as before detailed. From this view of the subject, I found it a folly to think of attempting to descend this river in canoes, and therefore determined to commence the purchase of horses in the morning from the Indians, in order to carry into execution the design Captain Clark had recommended, passing the Rocky Mountain. I now informed Kamehameha of my intended expedition overland, and told him that I wished to purchase 20 horses of himself and his people to convey our baggage. I also asked a guide. He observed that he had no doubt but the old man who was with Captain Clark would accompany us if we wished him, and that he was better informed of the country than any of them. Matters being thus far arranged, I directed the fiddle to be played, and the party danced very merrily, much to the amusement and gratification of the natives. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 26, 1805.
The Indian camp was at the Fish Weir, about 5 miles southeast of Salmon, Idaho. Monday, weather cold.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.